Welcome to your 5 for the day. It is easy to trust God when things are going the way we had planned. It's easy to trust God where there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But when it comes to trusting God when circumstances are impossible, now that's not quite as easy. When things are beyond repair, when things have gone too far, when we reach a place of irreconcilable difference, when our future has been destroyed, how do we trust God then? When our backs are against the wall, when we've run out of alternatives, perhaps we've tried plan A, B, C, D, E, Z, what then? I believe that we can trust and believe God against all odds. How do we trust God for the impossible? During the Second World War, as the Nazis began to dominate, a movement arose in England calling for capitulation and negotiation with Hitler. He appeared too strong, and many of the British people felt that surrender would be better than a humiliating defeat. The then Prime Minister of Britain tried to develop relationships with Hitler with this in mind. Then onto the scene, Winston Churchill emerged. And this is what he had to say. We shall not flag or fail. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. There was no resignation or acceptance in his words or his tone. He was not living in denial, but it was almost as if he lived with a sense of victory. When it comes to trusting God, you and I must not just capitulate and resign ourselves to our apparent fate. We must believe, and within our hearts there must be a sense of prevailing victory. This in spite of our situations and circumstances. One thing we must never forget is that God is a miracle-working God. Psalm 77 reminds us that He is a God who performs miracles. What is a miracle? An extraordinary event when divine intervention in human affairs occurs. God performs miracles. He does the impossible. Never overlook the possibility of divine intervention. Never limit God. God's timing is not our timing. We want things now. We live in an age of instant. But the Bible's full of examples of how timing played a role with God. David was anointed king as a young shepherd boy, and then he had to wait approximately 15 years before he actually became king. Joseph saw visions and had dreams. Initially, these dreams and visions seemed likely. After all, he was his father's favorite son. But over time, the possibility of this becoming a reality went from likely to unlikely, to impossible, to totally inconceivable. Yet, God never abandoned Joseph. Joseph spent years as a slave and a prisoner, and then he went from prison to palace in just 24 hours. In the story of Esther, on the day that the enemies of the Jews had hoped to overpower them, quite the opposite occurred. The tables were turned, in that the Jews themselves overpowered those who hated them. The story of Joseph continues to be an example here. Joseph said to his brothers when they were finally reunited, "What you intended for evil, God intended for good. God will take what was meant for evil and turn it to good. God is a God of restoration. He loves to turn situations around. God has a heart for restoration. So let him start the restoring of your soul today for his name's sake."